Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Banned network in the world.
After the Russians secured Pentagon-run biolabs in Ukraine, the U.S. Embassy was caught deleting proof of this from their website. And when the Russians shared documents showing the Ukrainian Minister of Health ordering employees of these biolabs to destroy all deadly pathogens, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio asked the U.S. State Department if there was any truth to this. Undersecretary Victoria Nuland not only confirmed the presence of the labs, but confirmed that they contain weaponized biological agents that they now fear the Russians will indiscriminately use to start a world war. The Pentagon calls them bio-research labs and containment labs, and claim their clandestine operation is all somehow in self-defense. But they are admittedly creating and storing weaponized biological material. And so these biolabs are in violation of Article 1 of the Prohibition on Biological Weapons. During the past couple years, citizens of the world have been getting an advanced education on bioweapons. And the very same crooks we see foisting the Great Reset medical tyranny are involved in the Ukrainian bioweapons labs. This is all being paid for with tax dollars through the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA. U.S. company Black & Veatch has been working closely with the DTRA building bioweapons labs since 2003. Black & Veatch share an office in Kiev with Metabiota, who signed an $18.4 million contract with Black & Veatch in 2014. Metabiota got their start in 2015 with funding from Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, who gave Metabiota $30 million to help protect the world from the spread of epidemics. This is the very same Rosemont Seneca that was mysteriously wired $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. And the very same Metabiota partnered with Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, the group that Dr. Fauci used to funnel money to the Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research in 2014. In 2014, Metabiota, EcoHealth Alliance, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology were together researching infectious diseases deriving from Chinese bats. Metabiota is working with known CIA front InQtel. It is funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google, and the National Geographic Society. Metabiota's founder, Nathan Wolf, sits on the board of EcoHealth Alliance and is a member of DARPA's Defense Science Research Council. In 2012, he wrote a book titled The Viral Storm, The Dawn of a New Pandemic Age, wherein he thanked his friends, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and biotech venture capitalist Boris Nikolic. Boris Nikolic was named Jeffrey Epstein's successor executor upon his death. Wolf has also been seen hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell on multiple occasions. He is also one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders, trained on how to enact the Great Reset agenda being directed by the World Economic Forum. Russia claims the Pentagon has over 30 biolabs in the Ukraine alone. China claims they are operating 336 biolabs in 30 different countries. And now, members of our corrupt U.S. government are saying this is all a Russian conspiracy, and that we should soon expect a false flag attack from Russia.
If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us for another live, original, teleprompter-free edition of the Alex Jones Show. Nobody's telling me what to say. No big establishment leftist billionaires are paying the payroll around here. We are funded and financed by viewers and listeners like you. Wow, it's Thursday, March 10th, 2022. And I'm looking at all this incredible intel and information. I'm going to lay it all out today here in the next 4 hours. And I'm thinking, what is the most important thing here? What is the patterns within the patterns? And what do people really tune in here for? And what is it I can do that protects my family from a nuclear war and by extension your family? And what can you do that will protect your family and by extension my family? Because that's really the most important thing facing us. So, what do we do to inform the general public and to make sure that the criminals that have hijacked and run our government and most other governments understand that they're not going to get away with starting a nuclear war? Now, you saw they were going to keep their COVID lockdowns going forever. They were going to keep the forced injections going forever. And in countries and areas they control, it's only getting worse. But in places where people stood up and said no and didn't comply, and their own doctors and scientists and bureaucracy stood up and said, we're not going to comply with this evil, it's been rolled back, it's been stopped. And now there's major lawsuits and criminal investigations around the world, and there's mainstream news saying that indictments are coming of major big pharma executives. So the moral is, when we push back, things get better. When we submit, they get worse. So the moral is, the establishment is now bragging that, oh, this is the next leg of the Great Reset. We're going to use this to end fossil fuels. I've got the Davos Group documents all right here. I'll show them to you. New statements about how they're going to bring in their cashless society on the back of the sanctions on the Russians by training everyone that any type of Russian commodity or gold or silver or anything out of Russia, even stuff that goes through Russia, will be banned and will be tracked and controlled. They're now admitting that they're using this for the next phase of their lockdown, the energy lockdown, the surveillance lockdown, the global social credit score lockdown. Now, sure, I said 2 years ago the next phase would be war right after they had pushed their COVID power grab as far as they thought they could. They would then declare they were surrendering, but would behind the scenes continue the power grab on the COVID angle. That's just a dirty military tactic. But what comes after the war that starts up? The accelerated financial collapse, which they're engineering at every level, to be blamed on Russia. So you can love Putin or hate Putin, love the Russians, hate the Putin, or be neutral like I am, but you still got to know they didn't start this. You still got to know the globalists are the ones that devalue the dollar. They're the ones that hyperinflated the currency. They're the ones that shut off all the pipelines. 90% of the fuel increase of cost we've seen in the last 13 months came before this Russia invasion. That's a fact. So here are the stats. Massive, breaking, unbelievable developments in Ukraine. Unbelievable. We're going to hit this first when we come back. Then, the incredible shutdown of our energy by design and the heads of federal agencies laughing at people when they talk about folks going bankrupt. Well, of course, what do you think the Great Reset was all about in 2 years of lockdowns around the world? And your business being non-essential. And all of it. The World Economic Forum admitting they're bringing in a world ID control system on the back of it in their own press releases and their own documents. And then the COVID stack. Boy, does this stack tie in to the war stack, because they all tie in together. The UN says they believe that a new deadly virus will be released out of the Ukraine conflict. Just like I told you, oh, man-made global warming, a deadly bird flu, chimera will come out of the jungles, while they were making it in a lab in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and then transferring it to Wuhan. Oh, it's your fault. It's the global warming. After all, we've had all the usual suspects tell us that most humans will be dead. It'll be the end of the world by 2030. And then the other globalists say they want to collapse society to starve and kill 90% of us by 2030. And then I point that out with all the quotes with MTG and big national news stories. Dozens of publications. MTG's insane. She agreed with Jones there's a plan to reduce the world's population. So I thought I'd actually show you some of the quotes in the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times, in NBC News, where they say they want to reduce us by 90%. And then we say, oh, this is pretty scary. Oh, it doesn't exist. What else doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, the bioweapon labs. But you know what I decided to do? I showed you 4 or 5 mainstream articles from 2005, 2008, 2010, 2012, 2019. But I thought, you know, why not show you even more? Because everybody's asking, how did Jones know there were bioweapon labs in Ukraine? Well, how do I know there's a Six Flags up by Dallas? Because it's on a map and I've been there. How do I know that the University of Texas is in Central Austin? Because it's there. I've been there. I have a whole stack of mainstream news bragging about how Obama built bioweapon labs. They call them that with, quote, deadly weaponized gain of function in his 8 years. And I'm talking Wall Street Journal, Foreign Affairs, Public Affairs, all, you know, State Department. I mean, I don't listen to the Russians. Like, you've heard, all they do is lie, right? Our government tells the truth. But I did thought I would just go back and show you where they were bragging about all of it. And they've got articles all over the place that I'm a Kremlin stooge because I mean, they said 2 weeks ago, InfoWars is putting out false news. Remember, we were first claiming there's bioweapon labs and that they could claim that the Russians release a bioweapon and then blame them. And now they're saying the Russians are going to release a bioweapon and blame the Ukrainians. The Russians are going to blow up a nuclear power plant and blame the Ukrainians. And that the Russians are going to launch chemical attacks and blame the Ukrainians. And that the NATO will then attack Russia. Now, do you think the Russians would actually bring NATO in so that we'd have a nuclear war and lose the war? No. They're counting on nuclear brinksmanship to take over Ukraine, install a new government. That's their goal, whether you agree with it or not. It's not to start World War III and lose the war. Do they have a motive to release bioweapons? No. Do they have a motive to release chemical weapons? No. Do they have a motive to blow up a nuclear power plant? No. And it's confirmed that the Ukrainians have lied about everything. That's just the facts. Did Putin walk into a trap? Yeah. And I mean, I know Putin's not stupid, but I know the military. I know a lot of people in the military in the last 8 years that have trained giant stay-behind networks. to destroy the Russians. The U.S., Green Berets, all of them have been there. Giant weapon stores just preparing for this setup that Putin walked right into. And you see the Russians are getting torn up bad. And this is just a damn disaster. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be laying it all out. What did I say 2 weeks ago when this started? I said, well, Putin's gone into the trap. Thought he was smarter than that. But I guess they just think, hey, we got to stop the West putting weapons on our borders. So they knew they were going into a trap, I guess. But this is a bad, bad situation, ladies and gentlemen. And it gives the New World Order the perfect cover to release biological weapons and blame it on the Ruskies. And if you don't think they're getting ready to do that, you must have a very low IQ, and I know you don't. So get right with Jesus, folks. We're on the downhill slide into hell right now. Pray for global awakening. Pray for the stupid globalist elites to finally get some type of concern and fear in their minds to back off before they kill us all, including themselves.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Just sense, but I intellectually see absolute doom in our futures. But humanity has stood at the precipice many times before, and we've pulled back because we sought God's grace and repented, and we need that now. When I look at the demonic animation that is in the different European Union and U.S. diplomats, U.K. diplomats, you can really know who the true forces of evil are. It is the criminals that hijack control of our country. And we have the Energy Secretary, we have the Transportation Secretary, we have Biden and other clips, Jimmy Kimmel making jokes and Stephen Colbert making jokes and ABC and NBC and CBS. I mean, I had more than 10 clips yesterday I never played. I got a whole bunch of clips today of them laughing and making fun of the gas prices and saying, oh, Americans want to pay more. Yeah, we have compilations of it. But do you really want to see it? Do you really want to hear it? These people are just like Marie Antoinette at the start of the French Revolution, when they reportedly came to him and said, we're starving to death. There's a 100,000 people mob out there that says they're going to break in the palace if you don't open up the emergency granaries. We know you've got enough food for millions, literally. And they said, nope. No one knows if she really said let them eat cake, but they did say no. And they broke in there and killed everybody. And Klaus Schwab has said, we're going to make the world angrier, we're going to cut the food and water off, and the power off, and we're going to have the public overthrow all the governments, and then we're going to come in as the corporations and take over. And I played 2 weeks ago, Larry Fink, on television, on international TV, at the Davos Group, this year, just last month, saying we're discrediting the governments right now and the corporations are about to take over, when they're the ones that literally installed all the people that are doing this to us. So we can talk about Russia and Ukraine all day and China and North Korea and Mexico and the open borders and the dollar and the gas prices, but it's Larry Fink and Prince Charles and Bill Gates. I mean, those are the jerks. Those are the a-holes. And those words are too kind for them. I mean, these people are literally your mortal enemy. They cooked up the virus. They released it. They're coming after your rights, creating a world ID. They're creating a digital world ID. They're starting wars. They've been in one-sided trade deals to build communist China into the most powerful evil the planet's ever seen. And we are, as I've said, sleepwalking over the edge of a cliff right now. Let me do this. This is a shorter segment. Longer segments are coming up. I'm just going to be judicious when we come back and control myself. And I'm just going to cover this stack right here of the current war news. And then I'm going to hit the bioweapon labs, which it's not confirmed because Victoria Nuland told Congress 3 days ago that, yes, the U.S. has bioweapon labs. It's on record in congressional funding over $10 billion. And hell, they just gave another 13.6 yesterday. $5 billion over what the government wants. $10 billion in weapons over the years. $10 billion plus in bioweapon labs. Now another $13 billion. And make no mistake, that's a corrupt government they've gotten control of, the poorest country in Europe, but extremely rich when it comes to natural resources. They run that. The deep state runs that as their private piggy bank, and they launder the money and don't even hide that all of them, Pelosi, Nuland, Biden, Obama, all of them have family members that make millions a month off of Ukraine. And the big guy, you know, has made reportedly $1 billion or more. So Putin just came in and took over their piggy bank. Putin just came in and pissed in their face. And they are hopping mad. And that's why they got all their surrogates all over TV saying, let's have a nuclear war with Russia. All because Hunter Biden, the crackhead, won't get his money. And I love how they're all in the news saying Don Jr. is a cokehead because he has high energy. And they always say that about me. You got the wrong guy. I don't need stimulants. Anything alcohol I've done over the years off and on because it lowers me down. See, the left doesn't have energy, folks. They don't get like Don Jr. giving a powerful speech. And I mean, he's really becoming a good orator. One of the best. I mean, just a couple years ago, he was okay. Now I'm like, damn, that's a powerful speech. That's better than Joel Osteen or somebody or Martin Luther King. And I'm not kissing his ass. I mean, he's just come a long way. And they go, oh, he's on cocaine. That's cocaine. No, that's you people that need cocaine to get up off your ass. So, I'm going to cover it all. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I could fill this whole four-hour show with arrogant stuff they're saying, and they're laughing at us and getting off on it and giggling. Because, see, people that have a conscience would feel bad about being part of this stuff, but they feel good. They like effing you over and laughing at you and your family while they wage war on you because they're robbing us. They control us. They pimp us out. And so, of course, they hate us. That's the type of people that sell out. That's the type of people that want to get in those positions of power. And they know their time's coming to an end. And so they're trying to burn the country down around us. And then I do have a stack of articles. I'm going to do this sometime during the show. We got a couple big guests, too. With the news attacking MTG on my show, talking about the Great Reset's goal of depopulating the earth by 90%. I mean, that's on the Georgia Guidestones. That's been quoted by Ted Turner and Bill Gates, and that's been quoted by the Davos Group. And I got a bunch of their quotes right here, but imagine the idiots that take the money to write the article saying we're making this up when they themselves are being targeted. So, guys, give me that compilation that I had made but never aired. We aired a shorter compilation, but about a month ago, I said, I want, and we can't find it, just make a new one. I want William Shatner getting off the spaceship a few months ago and saying, not the one on Star Trek, the real spaceship, he went up space. And we're not in 1969, folks. We're in 2022. It's really about 2050 for the technology. And he said, oh, just everyone has to die. I'm so sad it's about to happen, but it has to happen. And then Bill Gates saying we got to get the human number down to zero, the TED Talk, and we've got all the usual suspects like AOC and Beto O'Rourke saying, oh, we'll all be dead by 2030 because they're being told it's an economic collapse, a financial collapse that can't be stopped, so that even the politicians believe this is coming and do all this evil stuff getting ready because they're told you'll be protected, but almost everybody else is going to die. So they're getting us ready for these cataclysms they're engineering, but they think we're too dumb to point out that they've laid out a battle plan and stop them.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Puppet Biden has devastated U.S. energy. In only 14 months, we've gone from the number one exporter in the world to the biggest importer in the world. And he's only getting started in the shutdown. But here is the head of the Energy Department who admits they're raising our gas prices to force us onto electric cars that get electricity generated by carbon as well. It is a total fraud. Here is Granholm bragging, and then here's some of Psaki denying what's happening while Biden admits it.
Obviously, we have the acute issues with the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack, but looking more holistically in a macro view, how does this speed up the efforts at DOE to move in more of a renewable direction, since this is going to have an impact on people at the pump?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously are all in on making sure that we meet the president's goals of getting to 100% clean electricity by 2035 and net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
No more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends.
So the suggestion that we are not allowing companies to drill is inaccurate. The suggestion that that is what is hindering or preventing gas prices to come down is inaccurate.
Would President Biden rescind his executive order that halts new oil and natural gas leases on public lands?
Well, 90% of them happen on private lands, as I'm sure you know, and there are 9,000 unused approved drilling permits. So I would suggest you ask the oil companies why they're not using those if there's a desire to drill more.
Would President Biden ever undo his executive order that stopped the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline?
Are you suggesting that would solve the gas prices issue?
Well, do you think that that would maybe affect prices faster than getting the whole country off of fossil fuels?
I actually don't think it would.
We have more oil than anybody, okay? And it's an incredible thing that it's happened over the last few years, a lot of great things, and you're paying, what, $2 a gallon for your gasoline? That's okay. You know what that's like? That's like a tax cut. That's bigger than a tax cut. If Biden got in, you'd be paying $7, $8, $9. Then they say, get rid of your car.
Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.
By the way, for people that don't know about the oil business, who maybe aren't from places like Texas, or have a family that's worked at it, done some studying on it, she said there's 9,000 permits to drill. Yeah, those permits stay open, and then they'll usually drill right next door and get nothing or hit salt water, so they don't use the rest of the permits. They'll get a string of permits, say for 20 wells, a small company, a big company, maybe 100, and then they start drilling, and if they don't hit, and they put the math in, and if it's not going well, they then think that their geology is wrong, and they move on. So there's more than 9,000 open permits, and that's because they're failed oil fields. I mean, there are tens of thousands of dead wells. I would probably say hundreds of thousands. I mean, I know the number is very, very high. There's thousands of dead wells in Texas. So this is just incredible. You know, my late grandmother on my mom's side was never really an oil baroness, but they had quite a few little oil wells out in West Texas that her father had gotten. And they made some money back when she was a little girl. But the wells were dead and empty. And then about 20 years ago, they started filling back up with oil. So my mom gets some nice little oil checks, then runs off and gives it to the local liberal church or whatever. But the point is that that's what's going on here. And it's not from fossil fuel. It's abiotic. They've proven it. It's amazing. It's like somebody built the planet for us and gave us the energy we would need. Isn't that interesting? That then creates carbon dioxide that plants breathe who create oxygen. Wow. Thank you, God, for that. Okay, let's start drilling into it. And then I should add Sean Stone, filmmaker, talk show host in his own right. His father's film has been banned on YouTube. It's official. It was made Ukraine Burning. It was made 7 years ago. And because it's accurate, it has been banned. So first they banned Alex Jones, they tried to ban Joe Rogan, they banned Donald Trump, and now Oliver Stone isn't allowed to have movies that he gives the public for free. Absolutely, that's liberal. That's freedom. I mean, McCarthy never dreamed of something like that, but as long as it's the left with a social credit score crushing us all, it's good. But I called Sean up yesterday and I said, do you think your pop's going to have a problem? We posted it, banned out video, and he says, no, he just wants it out, post it. So Ukraine Burning and the next film they made as well that's being censored, both those are posted at band.video free of charge. In fact, we're paying for the bandwidth. And let me tell you, we're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. We've got some of the cheapest bandwidth out there. But when you've got 5, 6, 7 million viewers a day just on band.video, in fact, it's more than that now. It is expensive. So Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for supporting us. And people say, hey, build your own thing. You know, you're kicked off Twitter, you're kicked off Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Why don't you build your own thing, Jones? Well, we did. The listeners built it. And, baby, that tank takes a lot of gas because that engine's big, because it's sending out a lot of horsepower. We are kicking some ass, and that means you are. But that means we need cold, hard cash. Just the bandwidth on man.video, the non-streaming, is $150,000 a month. The streaming of my show, millions a day. You want to know how much it costs? I was meeting with some of the folks last week, and they said, if you just don't have the player open up on the site, that would save you a couple hundred thousand a year. But studies show it'll stop people clicking. And I'm like, just screw it. Then full on, God will provide the money. If that's God, what God wants. And literally, I was in the red last week and just pulling my hair out, not wanting to lay off crew. And then God just opened a few doors up for us that brought us back to the black. But it's crazy. We've never been allowed to get super into the black. I guess God wants to keep me really hungry because that makes me innovate. I ask God, why do you always keep me right with just enough? And it's because that keeps you hungry, son. Not that I want the money to get the fuel to fund the operation. And then that diversifies everything we do. So God is perfect and is always teaching us. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bunch of products that are about to sell out, but they're so important for everybody's immune system and body that we're going to just keep them at 50% off until they sell out. And that is X3, triiodine for your immune system, your body, all cellular function. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine. This is the good iodine you can actually absorb. It's 50% off. Winter Sun's the highest quality D3 with vitamin K for your immune system and all your body's functions as well. It's essential as well. It's 50% off. And then Brain Force Ultra, an incredible, fast-acting, and then goes away quick. You want long? We got 10-hour clean energy with Turbo Force. Want 5-6-hour good, clean energy? They're all different formulas. Because you can't put every type of healthy stimulant in one deal because they interact badly, some of them. But so we have three very well-known formulas that we've jacked up and made even better that have the things that work synergistically but not in a toxic way. That's why there's three different formulas, different things for different people. Turbo Force 10 hours, unbelievable Yosemite Sam level energy. You've got Brain Force Plus, just good, clean, not bad for you, good for you, 5-6-hour energy. And then we've got Brain Force Plus, hits in 15, 20 minutes, lasts a couple hours. And it's just awesome because, again, that's what I take if I'm tired at night and got a lot of stuff to get done. It's just a good, clean, happy energy, not grind your teeth energy. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus are excellent, but also Brain Force Ultra is amazing. It's something special it does with my brain particularly, but everybody says it. It just really gives you this clean, amazing, I don't want to say it's hallucinogenic because it's not, but it's definitely psychotropic in a natural way. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and you fund the tip of the savage battering ram that's on fire from enemy attacks, which makes it even better because when we smash into the enemy politically, we burn them. But our oak is so old and so strong that we can just burn 100 times longer than them. And now the flames they poured on us have turned us into a pillar of fire to smash them.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Censors and conservatively 4 million people a day tune in live, and millions watch the archive broadcast at band.video. We are changing the world together. Now, I had an old friend of mine, Sean Stone, who's a filmmaker and author and TV producer and news host from all over the world, and I also worked with him on Jesse Ventura's TV show for several seasons. And of course, his father is one of the greatest, you know, I'd say top three directors in the world when it comes to serious issues, number one. And of course, that's Oliver Stone. And so his film, Ukraine on Fire, from 7 years ago, you could turn it on today and it's all predictions came true. Then a few years ago, he made another film revealing Ukraine. These are being pulled down off of YouTube, off of all the places his dad put them up for free. You know, they were big movies and movie theaters and successful films. And so he sits down and shows both sides and shows what's really going on. Well, they pulled it off of YouTube, and people keep putting it up like whack-a-mole. We have posted it back at band.video so that everybody can watch it for free. And that's Ukraine on Fire. We're also going to post the other one as well, revealing Ukraine. That's even more powerful because it was just made 2 years ago. Now 2.5 years ago. But they're both incredible. Talk about evergreen, tomorrow's news today. It's the only thing I gush over is stuff that's way before its time. That's where I'm at. My whole system is about what's before its time, what's ahead of the curve. We're not covering what's about to happen or what's already happening. We cover what's going to happen and then what happens after that. So look at these headlines that tie into this. This is out of the New York Post. It's all confirmed. The federal government, the Democratic Party, now wants big tech to censor any Americans amplifying anything they say that's pro-Russian, including InfoWars. We're being named in these stories, even though we just show both sides. Federal government using social media giants to censor Americans over COVID, and now election questioning, and now Ukraine. Wow. Don't let Americans give their view on war. And now we've got Oliver Stone's bombshell historic film censored, ladies and gentlemen. First it's Alex Jones, then it's Donald Trump, now it's Oliver Stone. And we've got the New York Times saying, don't search and research facts for yourself, and an article saying, don't go down the rabbit hole. The good guys don't tell you to not research, okay? We tell you to research. And it just goes on from there. The EU wants to sanction spreaders of misinformation, announcing criminal charges. World Economic Forum severs ties with Ukraine over Russia, or with Russia over Ukraine. And it goes on from there. And then Psaki gaslighting everyone, saying there are no biolabs, even though I have a whole folder right here of mainstream news when Obama built the labs and said they had bioweapons in them. That's coming up after Sean Stone leaves us, or I may get into that some with him while he's here. So, wow, you were just here with us Sunday, and there was some censorship of your dad's groundbreaking watershed films, evergreen films, and now they're taking them down everywhere, and it's not even an issue. Now Oliver Stone's being censored. I mean, we are becoming what we claim the Russians are. So, Sean, thanks for joining us.
You got it, Alex. Yeah. It reminds me of a short film I did in 2008. My first short film was called Singularity, and it was about a plague or a virus that spreads through respiratory, you know, coughing. But it creates an entire totalitarian state in America that uses AI surveillance to basically decide who is infected. And actually, the whole posing of the question is, is it the idea that's actually the spreading of ideas of a conspiracy, or saying maybe that, you know, this is totalitarian, that this is not.
Yeah, just to interrupt you. I remember seeing that film right when I first met you. It had just come out. I remember watching it, and it was amazing. Say the name again so people can pull that up and see it.
Oh, sure. It's called Singularity. The Singularity, because it's the singularity moment when basically everything transforms in our reality. And that's really what we feel like we've been living the last 2 years. So it's on Vimeo on demand, you know, we're at the same place they can watch Best Kept Secret, my docuseries, Singularity.
Yeah,
is also
about
just
tomorrow
so
news
impression.
Today. Remember, we, in 2009, we helped Ventura produce that whole thing on how they would release a virus, have lockdowns, take over with Dr. Rima Labo. I mean, it's just crazy. We're not bragging, but I wonder why you and I have been so close to this and others didn't see it.
I think for us, we just look at its logic. You know, we just see patterns, right? Once you understood the surveillance state was becoming what it was after the Office of Total Information Awareness. Remember, they tried to set that up right after 9/11, and we realized, you know, who these neocons were, essentially, that were part of the Iran-Contra scandal, and they were involved in all kinds of money laundering and cocaine trafficking and things like this. And these same people were brought back in the Bush administration, and Poindexter, I remember in particular, right, trying to set up this total information awareness. And then once that was established, and you had Facebook come out, and over the years we become aware, right, Google and Facebook and their relationships with intelligence, it seems, you know, especially Google having a relationship to the CIA investment arm. I'm blanking on the name of that company. So the point being, we pay attention to what's happening, and we see where it's going, because we understand that there are psychopaths running the world.
That's right. Total information awareness networks, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the problem is people don't pay attention. People don't stay awake. You know, that when the reason I got interested in news and history is because when the Kosovo War happened, I remember, you know, just like when I was a kid seeing, you know, Saddam Hussein being compared to Hitler in 91. I remember the Kosovo War and how they portrayed it, like the Serbs were these awful, barbaric people that were slaughtering everybody. Well, you actually understand that there was KLA was infiltrated with drug traffickers. It was a CIA operation. They were trying to do, as you know, heroin trafficking through Kosovo. That was very much an intention, not the only intention, but part of the intention of splintering Kosovo off, just like the Yugoslav wars in general. Had been.
Oh, it's on record that the West started through proxies the Serb war, and that twice as many Serbs died as any other group. Does that mean the Serbs didn't kill a bunch of people? No, but they were attacked first. And then we bombed them with depleted uranium, but it was okay because Bill Clinton's liberal.
Exactly. We forgot all about that war. So, I mean, it's just horrendous how people forget. They watch the news, and the news is designed to tell you what news. Like you said, they don't tell you about the past. They don't tell you about history. They don't tell you about what's coming. They just say, you know, it's like 1984. Today, Eurasia, you know, Europa is fighting Oceania. And then, you know, the next day, Oceania is fighting Atlantia. And it's like, people are just meant to forget. They're not meant to actually connect dots and see the bigger picture. That's what we are here to do, is to see the bigger picture.
Exactly, Sean. But, I mean, talk about bigger picture. Your dad saw it 7 years ago with the first film, Ukraine on Fire, now the new one being censored. This is such a big deal that now Oliver Stone is having his YouTube, Google is taking it down when he's giving away a huge budget movie, a documentary. I mean, that is such an assault, a rape of our freedoms. Now celebrated Academy Award winners are being censored.
Well, I can't say it's a big deal, because I mean, once you've had Trump, your president, be booted off Twitter, once you've seen all kinds of doctors being called the disinformation agents and censored. I mean, why is that a surprise? You know, an Oliver Stone documentary. Well, guess what? The Igor Lapatinak is the director of that documentary. He's the one that was running the account. Guess what? YouTube, which is really Google, right, owning it. What did they tell him that the reason they censored it? Because it was some kind of violent, organized crime. That was the implication of literally what they said to him in terms of why they took it down. It was connected to violent, organized crime. I guess that being Russia. It's a bizarre, bizarre accusation.
That is huge news, exclusive here. Ukraine on Fire, taken off YouTube by Google because they're claiming interviewing Russian leaders is interviewing organized crime, and that your dad and the director are organized criminals. I mean, that's a thing they're using a lot now against even conservatives, is saying, oh, you're involved in organized crime.
Right. I mean, it's funny because, as we know, conspiracy is always the way that the government has targeted organized crime, right? But when we say conspiracy, they go, oh, there are no conspiracies unless it's the government making accusations of people connected to organized crime or terrorism.
Well, I mean, I get that we've gotten it, but that's the paradox. I'm the same way as what you're saying. I'm not putting you down. It's true. I've gotten used to being raped and abused and shut down and lied about and censored, and now Oliver Stone's being taken offline, and we're just like, well, we knew that was coming. And that's like the old quote out of Nazi Germany. First they came for this group, and then they came for that group. I mean, we're deep down the rabbit hole of tyranny right now.
We are. I mean, we've watched this roll out. And the funny thing is, they set everything up really with 9/11 in the wake of that. That's why, for those, I say, those of us that were awake, we saw where this was going. We saw where the total information awareness was going to go, as far as, you know, these the social media, the use of the phones to surveil people. And then ultimately, I believe it's moving towards an AI that's ultimately going to determine, you know, who's infected with the virus of free thought.
That's right. All you got to do is go to band.video, just the word band.video, and right in the center at the top, the featured video is Ukraine on Fire. In the year 2022, Oliver Stone, multi-time top screenwriter, director, everything, his film, the director, all of it censored in the United States of America. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. You know what George Orwell said? In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I'm sure Oliver Stone is proud right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.